Hello, everybody. This is Geronimo here with my co-host Deanna. This is interview time.
Woo.
We're here with Shannon and Twister from the Calming Experience program. If you could just introduce yourselves, guys.
This is Shannon Fitzpatrick.
And Twister Marquis. I'm director of the Calming Experience.
Can you tell us what you do, Shannon?
I am the attorney for students. I'm actually one of two attorneys for the students here at Texas State University.
Jim Adler has his money running up for him. The Texas Hammer. All right, guys, and we're here to talk about the Common Experience Program, something that everybody here at Texas State goes through as an incoming freshman. Can you kind of, for those people that don't know, give us a simple elaboration about what the Common Experience Program is and what it does for students?
Sure. The Common Experience is a year-long theme, and we have a conversation across the campus and beyond into the community about that theme throughout the year. There's programming, events, the Common Reading Book, the LBJ Distinguished Lecture Series. All of those are parts of the Common Experience. And we have a different theme each year. It's usually selected about a year, year and a half in advance. And this year, Shannon is one of three co-chairs who wrote the proposal for this year's theme. And let her talk about this year's.
This year's theme is The Search for Justice, a Response to Crime in the 21st Century. So we are exploring all aspects of how we handle, not just in Texas, but in the nation and indeed sometimes the world, how do we respond to crime? What we're doing, does it work? Do people even think about it, or are we still in the mode of lock them up and throw away the key?
I'm a freshman, so I'm in the university seminar class, and we get into some really, like, it pulls your heartstrings, some of the discussions that we get into in the book that we're reading. Like, oh my gosh, that book just opens your eyes, and, like, to think about it, like, we talk about it all the time, how it's not years ago, like, it was, like, 20 years ago that this, like, happened, and, like, it's just insane to, like, think about that. So, like, why was, like, the Common Experience program started? How did y'all go about that?
Well, it started in 2004. The first theme was hatred, and the next year the theme was courage. It was started by, at the time, Chris Frost, who was with the Honors College, or the Honors Program at the time, and Dr. Pam Wiestenberg, who was with University College, and others. And it was meant to create a common conversation so that, you know, people coming to Texas State, especially freshmen early on, it was aimed at freshmen first, that they'd come from all walks of life and from all parts of the country or the world, and it would give them something in common to talk about. They could talk about one common text, they could talk about one common theme, and then it could be spread out from there. English 1310 was an early adopter, and they're still involved today, even more so than they had been. So basically, the idea was get a conversation so that a big campus could continue to have a small feel, and we'd all have something we could talk about.
And in pertaining to this year's theme of response to crime in the 21st century, how do you go about beginning a dialogue with students on such a subject? How do you apply that to their university experience and what they're going to go through in these coming years?
Well, we start off with the Common Reader. So all the freshmen have the book this year is Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. And it is an award-winning bestseller. It's a very moving book. We've heard a lot of really good things from the students about that. We will have Brian Stevenson actually on campus on February 5th. So that's the start, to have that conversation among freshmen. But we have exhibits. For example, at the Mitty Gallery currently, there is a fantastic exhibit called The Last Supper. And that is plates depicting the meals of people before they were killed or executed by the state and what their meal was. We have over in the Gallery of the Common Experience, there is an exhibit that involves both prisoners who have done artwork as well as people who have written to prisoners and what some of those conversations were like and some of the writings of those prisoners. Then there will be an exhibit in the first floor of ALCEC, where there's a big display case in the basement that's supposed to go up in a couple of weeks, which is a collaboration with the Texas Prison Museum. And so they're going to have all sorts of things on display with them. And then, of course, we have throughout the year, we have all sorts of speakers.
Mm-hmm. And film screenings and dialogues and panel discussions with students and faculty and staff. And, of course, the university seminar classes. discussing both the book and the theme.
Do you know, like, some dates that are coming up for some of these events? If you would like to share with them, like, some of the big events that are coming up and the dates and times for those?
The biggest one that's coming up is next Tuesday, the 10th of October. That will be Anthony Graves, and that will be 7 o'clock in Evans Auditorium. It's free and open to the public. But you might want to get there early because the buzz is it's going to fill pretty fast. Mr. Graves spent 12 years on death row for a crime he did not commit, and he's going to be talking to students. He'll also be talking to some journalism students about the impact of the media on crime, and it's going to be a very interesting conversation.
All right.
And along those lines, this evening, San Marcos Public Library is going to have a film screening sponsored by, I believe, the League of Women Voters, mm-hmm. of the documentary that was an Emmy Award winner about Anthony Graves' story. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight at San Marcos Public Library.
It's called Grave Injustice, and then there will be a discussion after that talking about elections and how do we get into some of the situations that we get into with our criminal justice system.
And what are some important things that you want students to learn about just the criminal justice in general and how it can affect them here?
Well, I think everything from, for example, the war on drugs. We have a lot of students who run crosswise with that. And that's, you know, an impactful part of their life, but they don't even realize that they have the power of the vote. If they wanted to change some of those things, they could. But they don't quite grasp the importance of being involved in their community, involved in the process to change laws. So the war on drugs is pretty big, but also just thinking about our prison system. Last year, Texas Department of Criminal Justice, their budget was $2.3 billion. We incarcerate almost 150,000 Texans. It's an incredible cost. We have 150 people on death row currently. And so what do we do as a society? Why do we elect who we elect? And I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just asking the question. Where do we want to go? And we need to think about where these things are happening and not just lock somebody up and throw away the key and say, I don't ever have to think about them. Because they do. If a student gets arrested for possession of marijuana, their face is going to go on Busted or mugshots.com, and it will never come down. And you try to get a job, and now you're branded. You no longer have a society where you pay your debt fully to society if you've committed a crime. That will follow you on the media wherever you go for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see how that's important. And it's a good thing that you're doing it on, like, college campuses because, you know, like, we're the future. Like, you know, we're about to go in the world from anywhere from 4 years to 1 year with our seniors, and it can probably help us in the future, you know. Us learning it now, we can go and, like, hopefully change the justice system. So that's really awesome. So, you know, what exactly can they expect to learn from, like, these different events that they're going to? If you want to focus on one event, you know, what do you hope that they learn from those events?
I think each event is different. We don't repeat any specific topics. Even from the philosophy dialogue to an advocacy workshop, they're not going to cover the exact same thing. So some of these, it's just a matter of opening someone's mind to looking at something from another perspective. And for some of these, it's a matter of making sure that they leave the room knowing that they can go do something about it, that they've been empowered to know what an issue is and how it affects them, but more so what they can do with that information afterward. They can go do something. That's an important aspect of the common experience, being able to step out and do something about it, not just be frustrated by it, but understand the path. So what somebody takes away from a film screening is going to be entirely different than they take away from a small dialogue, for example. And, you know, 900 to 1,000 people seeing Anthony Graves may take away something entirely different than somebody in one of the advocacy workshops. So it depends. The calendar's full of events. I think there's roughly 100 of them on there right now for the year. We've passed some of them already. Mm-hmm. But students can go on there, look at each event, see what appeals to them. The titles are even set up to tell you what they are before the title of the event, like art exhibition or advocacy workshop, for example.
Okay.
And what kind of things are you kind of teaching and exposing these incoming students to that they may have not been exposed to before?
All sorts of things. And, I mean, it changes year to year what it is that they're exploring, but I don't think that students in high school have much of an exposure to the criminal justice system or the law other than what they may take away from a history class or a government elective, the just kind of the basic gist, but they probably, many of them may not have any kind of proximity to the justice system. Some of them may have, but not understand what has happened. You know, you can be ill-informed or you can have poor representation, or somebody can be, you know, you may know someone close who's had a brush with the law and didn't know what to do about it. Last year's theme was about the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entering World War I, and so we looked at a century of conflict, and so there was a lot to learn there about U.S. involvement in conflicts, but also discussing our veteran population on campus and what the veterans come into the classroom with that's different than the average student. When somebody enters the classroom having served and they're 22, they have an entirely different experience than an 18-year-old freshman coming directly from high school. So it depends on the year, depends on the topic. But
yeah, and they've got, for example, I've visited with people, both current and former death row inmates, mm-hmm. and being able to tell people this is what Texas does, and this is what it is like, and this is what we do, and we will kill these people at some point. How do we do that? Why do we do that? Think about it. Why do we do that? Does it reduce the crime rate? Does it, which actually the evidence doesn't seem to indicate that, but is it just for vengeance? Are we doing it for what reason? And getting people to think through these things as they become an informed electorate, to get involved in our community, get involved in our state, in our country, and become those leaders of tomorrow who can make decisions based on those facts.
And how do you tell, you know, a young college student who, you know, maybe perhaps doesn't think about these things sometimes, how do you get them to think about the importance of the effect they have on their community, especially as, you know, as voters, as citizens, as volunteers, as students?
It starts with the interaction we have with students during new student orientation when we distribute the books. We know that they get overwhelmed with a lot of things at new student orientation, so we show a short video and pose some questions. This year's questions were, what does it mean to be ethical? What does it mean to be fair? What does it mean to be just? Trying to understand those concepts. And then we communicate with students via social media through the summer. And then from there, it becomes a matter of classroom discussion in university seminar once they get to campus, helping them transition into the life of the university and the community. And after that interaction, I mean, they have the in-class interaction, which may be every class. They will experience more in other classes besides university seminar and through these events, faculty members sending them to events or asking them to go as a group to learn something, to ask questions together. But asking those questions of each other in classroom discussions is probably the biggest key that leads to everything else.
And how do you go about having this dialogue? How do you encourage students to have a dialogue amongst themselves about these issues and how they're affecting each other?
Well, there's been an amazing thing happening that we've seen for the last few years in the common experience, and that is positive reinforcement and positive peer pressure. The students are doing it themselves, and all we have to do is just chip in a little bit to give them information when they're asking questions. It's actually been fascinating to watch conversations unfold on Twitter or in the GroupMe chats that we set up, where students start having those conversations among themselves, or somebody says, I've got to talk about this, I don't know who I should talk to, and say, hey, we'll set up a GroupMe if you want to jump in there, or if you want to get into a chat, here's a few other people that have been saying something. And that seems to also happen outside the classroom once students are here. We hear stories about, somebody said, you know, I just saw three students sitting around reading the book in the UAC cafe, and they were talking about it. I'm like, oh, what'd you say? I'm like, nothing. I just let it go. But those sorts of things are wonderful. And if students start to feel like this is something they want to engage in, that peer pressure, that positive peer pressure, I think does the campus and the world some good. And choosing a book that was very engaging probably helped a lot this year, but the conversation is powerful too, and I think the students are very interested in the topic.
So you choose different topics each year, you said. Are you wanting like all those topics to be like combined, or like what are you hoping that students like will do in the future, like with all the different topics that y'all go about talking?
Well, there's one per year, and the hope has always been that, you know, a student would have four different common experiences throughout the time that they're here. It's a little harder to integrate it into the classrooms for upper division students because when a freshman comes in at a new student orientation, we can give them the book. We can introduce the topic. But for sophomores, juniors, seniors, and grad students, that's a little more difficult. We're working on new ways to make that happen, but we'd like for students to have four different things and four entirely different things that they can look at as a common conversation. We've never repeated a theme, and each theme has been, I mean, they may have something in common with others, but each one has been quite a bit different from the ones before.
One of the projects that we're planning on doing this year in the Student Center, for example, is going to have an expansion sometime in the next year or two, and they're going to put in a time capsule, a rather large time capsule, and allow students to write something or put something in that time capsule about their experience with the common experience, and maybe it's opened up in 50 years. And they can come back and say, ah, when I was a freshman at Texas State University back in the day, these were our conversations, and my, look how far we've come today. So that's one of the things to help preserve memories, and to help, I think one of the things common experience does is help bond students of a particular group to say, oh yeah, remember a few years ago, we did this common experience, and it's a nice kind of bonding experience for that particular group of people.
That's really awesome. Earlier you were talking about like a website that they could go look at to see all the events. Would you like to tell them like
sure.
what the website is and stuff?
The Common Experience website is txstate.edu/commonexperience, and our social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is at TXSTCE. That's Texas State Common Experience. So TXSTCE. We keep those updated constantly, but the Common Experience website is most up to date. It will have all of the events, and they're very clearly labeled from the homepage. There's a big button that says events, and when you hover over it, there's students with their hands up, so can't miss it.
All right.
And it looks like we might want to before we wrap up, something you want to let the students know.
Well, we've got two fantastic speakers coming in. We've got Anthony Graves next Tuesday, the 10th, and then on February 5th, also at Evans Auditorium, we will be having the author of Just Mercy, Brian Stevenson, come. He is a MacArthur genius. I believe, Twister, didn't you say he had the largest, longest standing ovation from anybody on a TED Talk ever?
Yes.
He's a bestseller. He is amazing in what he does. We're going to have some people from the Innocence Project of Texas here for that also, and some members of the community. And it's going to be, and they're fantastic art exhibits that are around the campus. And hopefully we're just to the point of having these good conversations and thinking about what do we do to each other in the world of criminal justice in Texas and why.
And what can we do for each other?
And what can we do better?
And what can we do better?
Oh, well, thank you. We really appreciate, you know, you
yes.
coming by and letting us know that, you know, there are these many different mediums that students can take, you know, to explore these topics, whether it be literature, art, events, speakers, movies, that there are things that there are resources and there are just actions they can take and initiatives they can take and ways they can educate themselves and how that plays a part into their, you know, college experience and how they're transitioning me. So we'd like to thank you,
yes.
Shannon and Twister, for coming
thank you
by
so
here
much.
With us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. we will be seeing you. We'll be seeing you around campus if we need any lawyering.
LBJ Student Center, room 5-1.5.
All right.
Can you repeat that one more time?
LBJ Student Center, room 5-1.5. We are the attorney for students. We're part of the Dean of Students Office.
All right. Well,
thank you guys very much.
Yes, thank you all so much. Looks like that'll wrap up our interview for today on KTSW 89.9. I'm Deanna.
And this is Geronimo.
And we will see you guys next time.